Isaiah 45. Let's go into some action. Isaiah 45, verse 2 and verse 3. This is thus said the Lord. He said, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. This will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. And after he has broken it, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou may know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name. What is your name? Shout your name. Shout your name. He is the God of Israel. If he's the God of Israel, he's the God of your name too. Hallelujah. There shall be restoration after today. There shall be breakthrough after today. And today, this is a deliverance ministry. And when it's time for deliverance, those of us who do deliverance, we do it as we are led by the Spirit of God. And one of the ways, so many ways of doing deliverance, even in healing, so many ways that God uses to heal, even including that doctor. You can have a serious problem and you go for prayers and God can use a medical doctor to answer that prayer you pray. So be very, very sensitive to know how God works. But as today, we are going to do it by a prophetic action. And don't think you know the word so much until you don't identify or apply what God expects us to do. Faith. There is also the application of faith. And when you are going to apply faith, you cannot have you cannot make a doctrine of it. Faith. Amen. That's why when people want to have faith, allow them to exercise their faith. Praise God. Allow them to exercise their faith, because God honors faith. As thou hast believed, so let it be according to your faith. Amen. Some, unless you lay hand on them before their problem will go. The centurion say, speak. Some, unless you go for family deliverance. But another one say, here now, speak, and I know something will happen in my village. It's all faith. Important is, at the end of it all, let us testify to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a physical action. Hallelujah. That has, okay, let me reframe my English. A physical action you do that has a corresponding response. The response is physically done. Amen. And somebody somewhere will testify according to what you have done here. That is what we call prophetic action. In Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 60, let's read it. Jeremiah prophesied all that will happen to Babylon. And he wrote it. Jeremiah wrote in a book all the evil that should come upon Babylon. Maybe your own too. One witch has written all the frustration that will come upon you. Even all these words that are written against Babylon, verse 61. And Jeremiah said to Seraiah, when thou, he was sending somebody, when thou comest to Babylon and shall see and shall read all these words, then shall thou say, oh Lord, see the prayer that goes with it. Thou hast spoken against this place to cut it off, that none shall remain in it, neither man nor beast, but that it shall be desolate, desolate forever. And it shall be when thou hast made an end of reading this book, that thou shalt bind a stone on that book and cast it into the midst of River Euphrates. And thou shalt say, as you are throwing it inside that water, thus shall Babylon sink and shall not rise from the evil that I will bring upon her. And they shall be weary. Hallelujah. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah. And according to history, shortly after that, that became the end of the kingdom of Babylon till today. By a prophetic action. And another prophetic action, we don't have time now. Somebody here, somebody has locked, brought a padlock, and begin to say, as I lock this padlock here, amen. As I lock this padlock here, so your market is locked. So, and they will put a name, and they will make the invocation and incantation. And as long as that padlock remains locked, except an extra grace of God comes upon you, you will continue to suffer that frustration that that curse was released for. That's why many people suffer. But there is a higher power that can undo what the enemy has done. When you come in that knowledge, and you too take your own padlock as a point of contact to that padlock, and you open it in the name of the Lord Jesus, wherever they lock you, that padlock is either open or is of no more effect against you. That is spiritual warfare. And only soldiers who are in the battlefield of the Lord will understand what I am saying. This is one of the ways. There are so many ways of receiving your deliverance. Today, when we say this program is no more bondage, listen, while we are being drastic now, the year is coming to an end, is because we are determined that this year shall end better than last year ended. Whatever way last year ended for you, this year we end better in the name of Jesus Christ. While I am saying it will be better, maybe there is your enemy somewhere that is also determining that this year will be worse than last year for you. And that is why we come by higher power now under this program. Our time is gone for me to keep proving what is prophetic action. Water baptism is a prophetic action. Communion is a prophetic action. Water baptism identifies with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Evidence that you believe what happened on the cross was for you. And not too many people understand this mystery. And that's why there is one pastor by the name of Abel Damina. I watched your video this morning where you are saying that there is no more water baptism in the church. I said, sir, you are wrong. I will reply you in our Thursday program and maybe on Sunday also. I will prove to you that you should go back and study it again. Amen. Go back and study it again. And thousands of people were listening to you, and because of your oratory gift, they are thinking you are speaking the truth. Because of your charisma and oratory gifts, and you are speaking, and they are clapping hands when you are leading them away from salvation. Abel Damina, when I finish, go back and study the Bible and go back to those people and teach the truth and baptize them. Maybe Abel too, he's not even baptized. There is a popular preacher in Nigeria, Abel Damina. Praise Akwa Ibomoyo or something like that. How can a preacher of the cross downplay water baptism? The water baptism is the replace. Make I don't waste my time. I will reply you. Abel Damina, I will reply you on Thursday, 8 p.m. 8 p.m. on Thursday. Praise God. It's a prophetic action. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. How can you say damn? Jesus said, go and preach the gospel. Baptize. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. A preacher is saying, I want to choose my words. Because maybe it's actually ignorance. I think it's ignorance. So let me not fight him. Let me teach him instead of fighting him. Because that was the same kind of gospel that was preached to Eve that reduced us to what we are today. Bible says, Jesus himself said, go and preach the gospel to all nations, baptizing them. You are coming to say you don't need baptism. Who are you, Abel Damina? Who are you? And you are holding Bible and thousands of people are following you. Where are you taking them to? What is the gospel? Let me not fight him. Let me teach him. Because he's completely ignorant. And when the blind lead the blind, what will happen? And you either believe me as I show you in the Bible, or members of that his church, you believe him. After I open the Bible, thank God for Bright Television. He has a television. Me too, I have television station. Praise God. That's the purpose of the Bright Television. To counter those errors. Something matters. Another person is saying it doesn't matter. It's wrong for a woman to wear that which pertains to a man. Another pastor will come and say, no, it doesn't matter. And then thousands are following them and believing what they are doing. And at the end, I will show you, even you, I will show you that preacher in the Bible, and I will show you who are following him. You are also in the Bible. What did they say? What is he saying?
My name is Ekwenna Francis. Papa, earlier this morning today, there was a disagreement somewhere. A person was trying to tell us that we disagree on the fact that one cannot be saved outside water baptism. Then we tried to reference him back to the thief on the cross, which Jesus said to him that your sin has been forgiven and today you'll be with me in paradise, which we said that your sin has been forgiven and is saved. I saw in that place that there was no water baptism to the thief. So there was so much disagreement. And I believe right now, as I'm coming to you, Papa, please, we want you to give a clarity of this very question, because the person is watching live right now.
Oh, that's a beautiful one. Very good. John chapter 1, verse 29.
That is Abel Damina.
John chapter 1, verse 29.
That's the pastor.
The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him. John is the father of baptism. Okay, so that's why we are starting with the father, the founder, the originator of water baptism. The John, oh, that John. Oh, not this John, that John.
Oh, no.
That John is the founder of water baptism. So the next day, John, the founder of water baptism, seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Next verse. This is he of whom I said, after me, John the Baptizer, cometh a man which is preferred before me. For he was before me. Next verse. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest. Please take note of that. but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore, am I come baptizing with water. That is the purpose of water baptism, is to announce Jesus to Israel. This is John himself talking. Next verse. And John bore record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. Next verse. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. Next verse. And I saw him and bore record that this is the Son of God. So John has given you the purpose of water baptism, is to announce Jesus. Then John the Baptist himself said, I indeed baptize with water, but the mightier than I will not use water. He will baptize with the Holy Ghost. So today, who is baptizing you? Is it John or Jesus? If it is Jesus, Jesus doesn't use water. Jesus uses Holy Ghost. If it is John, John uses water. So what is water? Water is symbolic of the Spirit. You didn't hear that. Water is symbolic of the Spirit. How do I prove that? John chapter 7 verse 38. The same John. John chapter 7 verse 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Next verse. But this spake he of the Spirit. The water is symbolic of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. So since the Holy Ghost had not come, they used water. But the moment the Holy Ghost came, water expired.
Another scripture in John chapter 3 verse 5. He deliberately did not read John. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. See what is going on? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What did Jesus say in Matthew 28 and verse 19? What did Jesus say in Matthew 28 verse 19? Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. He commanded water baptism. On the day of Pentecost, after the Holy Ghost came down, Acts chapter 2, after the Holy Ghost has come down, verse 38, then Peter said unto them, hallelujah, verse 37 first. Now, when they heard the gospel, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles who have now received the Holy Ghost, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gifts of the Holy Ghost. After water baptism, you will receive the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Let me show you another scripture in Acts chapter 8. In Acts chapter 8, hallelujah, verse 16, from verse 14, Acts chapter 8. Now, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John to come and do something, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Watch verse 16. For as yet he was falling, Holy Ghost was not falling upon any of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. They were baptized first before they came to receive the Holy Ghost. Go to Acts chapter 10 again. In the house of Cornelius, verse 46 and verse 47 and verse 48. Acts chapter 10. For the hallelujah, praise the Lord. God, 44 from verse 44. While Peter yet spake to the house of Cornelius, while Peter yet spake these words of who Jesus was and what he did on the cross of Calvary, while he was speaking, something happened. Something happened. While Peter yet spake, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which had the word. And listen to this now. And they of the circumcision, the Jews, who believed, we are surprised because they thought the Holy Ghost was only for the Jews. As many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Verse 46. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter after they received the Holy Ghost. Can any man, can Damina forbid water that these should be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? Verse 48. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. After they received the Holy Ghost, they must still be baptized. I give you the last one. I give you Acts chapter 19 from verse 1. Acts chapter 19. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper course, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he found certain believers. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And Paul said unto them, then what type of baptism did you do? Unto what then were you baptized? What was the answer? They said what? Unto John's baptism. Damina said he is the father of baptism. He was the one that baptized them. Then said Paul, listen, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. After him, he told them that when they had this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Even those that Paul baptized, John the Baptist baptized, they still had to do Jesus' baptism also. And this baptism is not the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The next verse 6. Verse 6 of that scripture. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them after they baptized, the Holy Ghost came on them and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Hallelujah. How can somebody read this and say the days of water baptism are gone? What is the evidence that you believe? It's in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 16. He that believe what you preach and is baptized. You have to be baptized as evidence that you believe. You shall be saved. You have to baptize. But he that believeth not and follow the teachings of people like Abel Damina, you are already damned. kind of teaching these motivational speakers who God didn't call them to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ preach? But our eyes of understanding, He has opened up at last. And sweet victory is ours. Who will not change that in the past? True jubilee has ended. And we all responded to our God. Who's original? I have more to say to Abel Dabina and his fathers in the Lord that taught him that. On Thursday, Rapture Watch. Our program called Rapture Watch. Join us every Thursday. But for now, let us be free.